In their book, Multimodal Texts in Disciplinary Education, Christina Danielson and Stefan Solander talked about working with texts in deliberate ways as a foundation for supporting students' subject learning and their potential to demonstrate their knowledge in the subject. Peering into their crystal ball, they envisioned digitally produced texts enabling other possibilities that opened up for a more flexible reading order. For the reader, therefore, the reading process would differ from traditional texts. In a digital text, the question of beginning or ending would not be self-evident. In the early stages of the transition away from textbooks, publishers like Cengage and McGraw-Hill tried to keep pace. According to a 2018 blog post by Kate Hasse, these publishers tried hybrid approaches of combining their printed textbooks with online software. It was perhaps too little too late. Despite the addition of data and analytics, simply the cost, weight, and continuous push for smarter, more sustainable materials led to the textbook's demise. It was a similar sentiment in 2010 by Celia Henry Arnall, who said improvements in technology could eventually pull those heavy conventional textbooks out of students' backpacks, but textbooks, as we know them, probably won't disappear anytime soon. Interactive and adaptive technologies quickly put textbooks in the rearview mirrors of their solar-powered, self-driving vehicles. Today, holograms and personalization using artificial intelligence drive student interest into areas they've shown an aptitude or interest. The holograms act as an instructor when a human one is not available. There's little doubt that the internet and technologies that sprung from it have enabled educators and learners to access information more easily. As a result, learning has accelerated, but also adjusted to the varying needs of educators, learners, and subject matter. Assessment and experiential learning are now seamlessly integrated into these new technologies. These technologies that we now take for granted allow for more inquiry. They allow for what we call smart scaffolding. Smart scaffolding is basically the ability of these technologies to embrace cognitive load theory, CLT, including intrinsic CL, inherent to a subject matter, extraneous CL, caused by the instructional design, and germane CL, required for connecting material to long-term memory. They are precisely the reasons the textbooks of yesteryear faded away. In their 2016 article, Technology in Textbooks, The Future, Stephen L. Baglian and Kevin Sullivan recognized that it was possible for e-textbooks to be customized to fit student-specific needs. And they foresaw that between the rising costs of producing textbooks and advancing technology, that dramatic change was on the horizon. Their vision was closer to what has become our reality. While we no longer use terms like e-textbooks, since books as they used to exist are becoming more and more rare, technology has allowed what those researchers considered science fiction to become today's reality. Humans have long sought to prognosticate what is next in the evolution of education and pedagogy. In a 2017 paper by Ornat Turin, entitled How the Futuristic School Was Imagined in Science Fiction Movies and Literature, she said, "One is expected to accept the convergence of teaching instruments and information hardware with the human body." Today, reading is done through technologies that don't impact our vision. These advancements followed the same trajectory as bone conduction in the audiosphere. Headphones and earbuds were eventually usurped by embedded chips that conducted sound through bone vibration. When research finally detailed the correlation between screen usage and eye health, the replacement of screens was inevitable. Using technologies that built upon Braille, artificial reality, and other immersive technologies, we now have tools that have replaced textbooks and enable us to explore knowledge in ways that never before seemed possible. Innovation takes time. How we learn continues to evolve generation over generation. We become curious about new things, so we investigate, experiment, build spatial understanding, and document these findings so others can better understand.